here's a story from The World.
It's Indigenous Peoples Day today. In a proclamation last Friday, Joe Biden became the first American president to recognize the holiday. Not all U.S. states are on board. The debate around whether to stop celebrating the second Monday in October as Columbus Day has been going on for years. Not so much in Spain, though, where Columbus set sail from for the Americas more than 500 years ago. There, the holiday continues to be celebrated as a day of Spanish national pride, though some in Spain think it's time for a change. The World's Lucia Benavides has our story.
Every year on October 12th, there's a huge celebration in Madrid. Thousands of people line up along the avenue leading to the royal palace, waving Spanish flags, to watch the military parade with cannons, tanks, and planes. And it's led by the Spanish royal family. The holiday marks the supposed day in 1492 when Christopher Columbus arrived on the island of Guanahani in the Bahamas. But here, it's not called Indigenous Peoples Day or even Columbus Day. It's called Fiesta Nacional de España, Spain's National Day. It's the equivalent to Bastille Day in France or 4th of July in the US. It's a day to celebrate Spanish heritage. But October 12th also marks the start of what many scholars consider to be one of the biggest genocides in history.
Se considera que en 1492 se reunificaban todo el territorio, se hacía de España.
Izaskun Álvarez is from the University of Salamanca. She says the October 12th celebrations began in the late 19th century to commemorate what Spain called the expansion of its language and culture to the Americas. She says that these days, most Spaniards aren't consciously celebrating their colonialist past. It's really a day to take off work or school. And for some, that lack of reflection is precisely the problem.
No existe el debate como tal. No existe la prensa. No existe
Álvarez says that in Spain, there's no real debate around this holiday. It's rarely discussed in the news media. And there isn't a big public conversation about the history or the meaning of the holiday. In 2019, Mexico's president asked the Catholic Church and the Spanish government to publicly recognize the grievances committed against indigenous people. But Spain's government refused.
El jefe del Estado, el rey Felipe VI, no tiene que pedir perdón.
Vice President Carmen Calvo declared that Spain does not need to apologize to any country. But Pope Francis did listen to Mexico's plea. Last month, he apologized for the sins committed by the Catholic Church there. In fact, this wasn't the first time Pope Francis said something similar.
Pido humildemente perdón, no solo por las ofensas de la propia Iglesia.
Back in 2015, Pope Francis said he apologizes for the crimes committed against indigenous groups during the so-called conquest of America. The Pope's views are reflected in those of his home country of Argentina. More than 10 years ago, the government there changed the name of Columbus Day to El Día del Respeto a la Diversidad Cultural, the Day of Respect to Diverse Cultures. Many other Latin American countries have done the same. In Argentina's capital of Buenos Aires, the celebrations on October 12th look much different from those in Spain. They're led by indigenous groups playing traditional instruments and waving various tribes' flags. Tony Reyes León is from the indigenous group COM. He says it's important that the government recognize people like him as part of Argentine society. But changing the name of the holiday is not enough.
Nosotros tenemos en la Argentina el 60% de la sangre es aborigen. Entonces, ¿qué pasa? No se quiere reconocer esa parte.
60% of Argentines have indigenous roots, he says, but no one wants to recognize that. He says there's still unequal access to things like clean water and land rights among indigenous communities. Reyes León is part of an activist group called Tres Ombúes. They're fighting for protection of their ancestral lands. He says the least Spain could do is recognize the genocide it committed against indigenous groups, as well as what it stole from their lands.
La mitad de una montaña se lo robaron para España. Todos se han llevado su dinero de esta parte del mundo.
In the Bolivian city of Potosí, he says, half of a mountain's worth of silver was taken. In the end, Reyes León adds, Europe would not be what it is today if it weren't for the wealth it took from the Americas. For the World, Lucía Benavides, Barcelona. From PRX.